Up to 50 South Dakota troops will go to the border with the support of $1 million from Willis Johnson. He's a billionaire from Tennessee who donates to conservative causes across the country. Ian Fury is a spokesman for Governor Noem. Fury initially cited security reasons in refusing to share the donation amount. He later confirmed the number after lawmakers shared it with the media. Fury still won't say whether the total cost of the deployment is more or less than the $1 million donation, but he says Willis Johnson reached out to the governor's office with the offer. He says Johnson has not donated to Noem's past campaigns. Fury says Noem and her staff found no legal or ethical problem with the donation. Patrick Gary is a professor at the University of South Dakota School of Law. He agrees nothing in state law prevents the donation, but it would be illegal if Johnson instigated and directed the mission.
If a private party could dictate state action and state policy, that would be very problematic. But can someone donate after the fact? Then yes, of course.
Dwight Sterling is an expert on the history of the National Guard and a reserve military lawyer in the California Guard. He says the donation goes against state and federal law. Sterling also says the donation raises issues beyond the law.
If we allow a private citizen to donate money for a particular operation or mission, so then it looks like those soldiers are working for the billionaire or for the donor. And that puts the chain of command in doubt, and that raises a question about the whole legitimacy of that mission.
The Guard has not announced when the troops will depart or any other details about the mission. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.